This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the conclusion to the story. And so here's Amari Cooper on 105.3 The Fan.
Yes. Brought to you by Ford. And a good afternoon, Amari. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing outstanding. Thanks for checking in with us. Wild card weekend going and all that. We want to get your thoughts on it. But what do you think about that story that Jeff just told? How would you react to that?
I walked in the middle of the play. I didn't really hear the whole thing.
If Leonardo DiCaprio licked a girl you were dating on the face, would that offend you?
Probably not.
Okay. Secure. I like that. Feeling good. Confident. Good.
Yeah. What was that? Matt Stafford's wife?
It was Ryan's
Matt
wife.
Ryan's wife on vacation.
Matt Ryan's wife.
Yeah. Okay. Amari, where are you at right now? How are you feeling? How much different? Congrats on getting back to the playoffs and all that. Where you are as far as being prepared for what's going to go down Sunday afternoon?
I'm hecka prepared. You know, this is what we've been preparing for. You know, so this is why we put in all the work in the off season, training camp, to get to this moment, to have the opportunity to get to where we want to go. So, now, yeah.
Amari, we believe that the Cowboys offense is at its best when you're involved early and often. So have you had it put into the game plan that, like, hey, the first play is the Amari play?
we really don't know the game plan. I mean, the first 15 until, like, put it in the back. We really don't know the first 15 until like Saturday. So, I haven't implanted it into Kellen said to give me the ball first play or anything like that, though.
What's going in the back?
Yeah, what are we putting, in, the back seat, Amari?
I was just shopping with my mom. Her birthday is tomorrow. So.
Oh, we can't birthday. Say what it is. Okay, yeah, don't say what birthday. It is okay, out loud. Yeah. She might be listening.
Amari Cooper with you here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, to finish up the season sweeping the NFC East was a lot of fun for fans. What's that mean to you going 6-0 in division, Amari?
It means a lot, to dominate the division, to let those guys know that, hey, you know, we're the guys and no one else, to not let them have an opportunity to even think that they had a chance in the division. So, we dominated, and that's what we plan to do outside the division as well.
Amari, you watch the 49ers play, and I know there's some things really good about their defense. They've struggled if you look at the numbers in the secondary a little bit, though. This is one of those games where you kind of feel like we've talked about get the ball, get it often kind of thing. Do you set a tone early, though, you guys go out there and do get the ball early and get it often?
That's the goal, right, to get the ball in playmakers' hands and, you know, let us go out there and make some plays. We feel very confident in our abilities. Once we get the ball in our hands, we know we'll do some tremendous things out there for the team. So, I would hope.
I'm going to ask you another question this way. San Francisco, they talk about their run after catch with receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys, when you're like together all like, listen, they think those SOBs over there have run after catch. Watch us. You have those conversations in the room among yourselves?
Not really. We didn't have any of those conversations. I mean, the thing about those numbers is that, you know, they tell the truth for what they are. You know, those guys are playing tremendous over there this year with the ball after the catch. So, we can't go out there and be like, we're better after the catch than them, because, I mean, we didn't show that this year. They showed that they were elite after the catch. I mean, we know that we're good after the catch and we could do some things. But we honestly, we're not even worried about that. You know, all we're worried about is, you know, going out there and winning the game.
What are your favorite plays to run? What's your favorite way to get the ball and look to make something happen?
Yeah, I mean, I like to get the ball and to be able to see the defenders I'm trying to make a move on. You know, a lot of times, you know, you get the ball and it's like a bang-bang type of play. But I feel like if I can see the defenders after I catch the ball, I'm confident in my ability to make them miss.
Okay, Amari, how good are you at throwing the ball? Can you throw the ball? Like, you told us you could play corner, so I feel like you have a lot of confidence. But how are you throwing?
Yeah, I can – I got to – just – if you ever get to talk to Dak, just ask Dak. I'll put it to you like that.
Okay, because Cedric always gets to throw it and you don't. And I've seen CeeDee has gotten to take some handoffs in the backfield, and I don't think you have this year. Does that make you hate those guys? Does that make you hate Kellen? Which spot would you rather play, the throw guy or the running back guy?
I'd rather play receiver.
That explains why you're not the throw guy or the running back guy.
Amari, would you take off your glove to throw, or would you just would? I mean, you don't want to tip it off, right? I mean, you keep your glove on the throw.
I actually throw better with my gloves on.
Okay. Okay, so that's no tip off right there. You're gonna keep those gloves on and heave it if you have to, right?
Yeah.
Very intrigued now. We're going to have to ask Dak about this, maybe an Oxnard or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey. What's he really going to tell us, though? I feel like Dak's going to be like, Amari can't throw.
He would probably sarcastically.
Okay.
Now, he was a good basketball player in high school as well. I think he was the leader of his team as well, like you were down there in Florida. Have you guys hooped against each other or with each other?
Yeah, he has a basketball goal at his house. We just play shooting game. That's it. I didn't really get to see what all he has in his arsenal as far as, you know, his hooping skills. But I'm sure he's pretty good.
Okay, this is going where we need it to go. So Dak has I don't know the exact yardage, but he has a football field in the backyard. He has a basketball goal, which I'm sure has a basketball court. What else is at Dak's house?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Dak, he and all of his friends and family members are competitive. Like, if you talk to him, he'll always tell you, like, we got somebody over here to compete with anybody at anything. So he got somebody over there who's real good at ping pong, got somebody over there who's real good at pool, got somebody over there who's real good at shooting, like Matt and everything. It's somebody over there to compete at the highest level and everything. And so he has all those different types of games in his house.
Okay, I'm working on an Amari Cooper theory, so I'm just going to ask you, how good are you at ping pong?
I'm a little bit above average. I'm not really that great though.
How good are you at Madden?
I haven't played this year's Madden, but every year that I do hop on Madden, I would say I'm elite.
Okay. Name something you're bad at.
Wait, what's this theory you working on?
That you're good,
Amari Cooper.
That you're good at everything.
Yeah.
That you're good at everything.
Is there something they would not invite you over to play? Like, they know you're going to show up and you're going to just walk in silently and you're just going to kill everybody in their place. Is there something they will not invite you over to play? Or maybe they want you over there to play. How about that?
See, think about me, like, if I want to participate in something and I'm not good at it initially, I'm going to practice it, like, a lot until I get good at it. So I can't really name anything that I'm not good at unless I haven't played it before and I might be bad or I was just never interested in playing it.
So we got a traveling chess set in the car is what we have. If something bad happens to you, Dax, you go out to the car and get the chess set, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, again, these are things you have to ask Dak. Like I told you, he got somebody who can compete at everything, which means he has someone who can compete at chess. So you got to ask him what I might have did.
Nah, man, you're taking him down. You're taking him down.
What I might have did over there, you know?
Yeah, you're taking him down.
He's Googling, like, the top 100 players and flying this guy in to take on Amari Cooper in the living room.
Some Russian showing up playing Amari over there, you know?
I love it. Hey, what can you tell us about Cedric Wilson and the big year he's having? What's he doing different this year to have all this success?
I can't point to anything different. I mean, Shedd, he's always been that player who's been really sharp in the classroom, you know, when watching film and everything like that. You know, when I first got here, he was injured. He was hurt. He didn't play. And then that next year, I'm not sure how it really went. But I've noticed every time he steps on the field, he always made plays, whether it was practice or games or preseason, whatever it was. So I think he's just a guy who where opportunity met preparation for him, you know.
Now, Mark, when CD kept getting fined for his uniform violations, you said you asked him, do you not like money? Did he get to ask you the same thing this week?
he didn't get to ask me that. he didn't. We was at the game together, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You good with it?
Yeah.
You jammed up? Or, I mean, it's still a ton of money, even though, you know, you're a veteran and all that.
Nah, I mean, hey, they hurt me. They hurt me with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a hole in my pocket.
How about this storyline? We'll finish with this storyline that San Francisco is more physical. Are you guys looking forward to going out there and setting the tone and erasing that narrative?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to the fundamentals, you know, blocking, tackling. And so the team who usually does that the best, usually the team that dominates, because that's where it starts. And so we look to go out there and be the best at that. We'll just let the rest play itself out.
Hey, Amari, before we get you out of here, I just want to let you know we have a bet on who's going to score first in the game, and I picked you. So I need you big, my friend. I need you big out there, okay? I know you'll do me right. I know you'll do me good.
I got you, man.
Appreciate you.
Our next segment's called What You Drinking and What You Thinking. So what are you drinking right now, and what are you thinking?
What I'm drinking right now? Well, I was in Neiman Marcus shopping with my mom, and I just had some dairy lemonade. You got to try it. You ever been to the North Park Center? Go to Neiman Marcus. There's like a cafe. Got some dairy lemonade. You got to check it out.
Okay.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm thinking?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Just in general, whatever you're thinking.
What you thinking?
Whatever it is.
I'm just thinking about my mom being here, enjoying her time here, and enjoying her birthday tomorrow, enjoying a game. Hopefully it's a great week for her.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm thinking.
It'll be a great week for everybody. So best of luck to you. Thanks for calling in on this Friday, and give them hell out there on Sunday. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, thank you.
There he goes, Amari Cooper here on 105.3 The Fan. That was a fun one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.